happy it's Thursday, Tony, a day before the weekend.
How about that? And it's the weather's nice.
Yeah, not too bad.
It's going to be a pretty nice weekend.
Very spring-like, a little breezy, but it'll be generally sunny for the weekend anyway. Coming up this morning, there's a little bit of solar eclipse regret in Nick's nonsense this morning.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's a lot of that going on. A little maybe FOMO, or is it more?
Well, no. It was people that spent money on something that they realized when they got into it were like, well, maybe this wasn't worth the money. So we'll talk about that. Plus, what's something that you have no problem splurging on? Whether it's, you know, something, a grocery item or something in your life that you need regularly. What's something that you regularly splurge on? Join the conversation on our Facebook page, as well as shoot us a message on our mobile app. We'll talk about that later on this morning.
Nice.
And there's a company that's admitting some regret with a marketing campaign.
I disagree with them on this. I got to be honest.
I think a lot of people will disagree, but the marketing person's like, maybe we should have maybe had a different approach.
They knew what they were doing the entire time. You can't miss it. Let's just say that.
We'll explain here in a little while. Plus, Song in 60's on the way in a couple minutes. Tony's working on getting a song together so we could play in a little bit.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. Happy Thursday. It's time to play Song in 60. I got a song stuck in my head right now, and I'm going to try to give you some clues to see if you can guess what the song is. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just trying to think of some extra clues part. In my head. Okay, yeah, right. So it's like, oh my gosh. It sounded easy, but now I'm like, okay, so I'm going to give you some clues. You got 60 seconds to try to figure out the song. And here we go. You wear it under. Not black, but
white.
Okay. First layer. Wear it under. Hoodie, it's boring, it's blank.
Is it the plain white tees?
Oh, yes. God.
Oh, I can't think of any songs by them right now, though.
Flower, Tom Jones,
Tom Jones,
It's not unusual.
No, another one.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Flower. Hi.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Flower.
Oh, Hair Delilah.
Yeah.
Tony, that was a minute.
Hi, Flower.
Oh, my goodness. Right under the wire. That was nice. Good job, Tony.
And, of course, the Tom Jones references, he had a song called Delilah.
Whoa, yeah.
My.
A favorite of Tony's.
Delilah. So, yeah, plain white tees. Hey there, Delilah.
Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Thursday morning. So, Tony, have you seen Dune Part 2 yet?
I have not. It's on my to-do list. I love Dune Part 1, and I've heard nothing but great things about Dune Part 2.
So I have not seen it yet either. Looking forward to seeing it. It might be at this point one of those I just check out at home.
I know. That's unfortunate because I really wanted to see it in the theaters. But I know it's still playing.
It is still playing. So one movie theater chain, AMC Theaters, they went viral with a marketing campaign about the movie. You probably saw something online about this. So they had their sandworm popcorn buckets.
Yes, they did. And if you're not familiar with the big sandworm in Dune, it is what it sounds like. It's a giant worm that comes out of the sand.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The mouth is, you know, it's big and it opens and it looks
like teeth all the way
like
around
a tunnel.
It
looks like the Sarlacc pit from Star Wars.
It does. Yes. It really does. Well, anyway, so the internet, as it does, when the marketing campaign, including this popcorn bucket, came out, kind of chuckled about the design, the look. And what you're doing is you're getting the popcorn out of the bucket because you're sticking your hand in the mouth of the beast, if you will.
Right. Well, I found a great review on YouTube of somebody talking about this particular popcorn bucket. It might help us kind of paint a picture
if
of
you
maybe
haven't seen this for some reason.
Yeah. What it looks like and what it is.
So this is my review of the Dune popcorn bucket. So everybody wants to know about the teeth or baleen or whatever that's called, the butthole. It's pretty flexible. You can really get in there.
Cool.
No problem. Now, you can see my hand's a little bit big. Gonna really shove it in there if I was gonna eat popcorn. Really, you gotta.
What else would be?
Yeah, like that. Oh, just like that. Oh. Yeah, you can't go in. You can't go in full fisted. No. Wow.
So yeah, so it's a big opening on the top of the popcorn bucket with some
with the mouth of the
finger type looking things, I guess, kind of like you would stick your hand in in this hole to grab the popcorn. But it turned out not to be really that practical. And of course, the internet fell in love with it.
Lots of memes and
So that's why I feel like they absolutely knew what they were putting out onto the internet, and they absolutely got their return on their investment for this marketing. But now you're saying they're backing off of it a little bit.
Well, AMC's their marketing person, their chief content officer, did an interview with Variety magazine and explained that, you know, we're continuing to learn and evolve. She said, we never would have imagined that this would have gone the way that it would have gotten mocked.
BS. There is no chance any developed adult could look at that and be like, that is not, you know.
Yeah.
Come up with several different things in your head of what it could be. Just say that.
There was a demand for the popcorn bucket. Lots of folks wanted one.
Oh, heck yeah. When AMC drops these popcorn buckets, they go crazy. I've bought a couple of them myself.
The story from Gizmodo where they had kind of encapsulated the interview said, you had to go and sexualize a perfectly good popcorn bucket.
Nice. That's about... See, yeah, that's why I'm saying they knew exactly what they were doing. So good on them. And I'm going to put a challenge out actually right now to Marcus Theaters.
Yeah.
Love Marcus Theaters in town, but y'all got to step up your popcorn bucket game because several theater chains have been doing these
something like this.
Limited edition, like themed popcorn buckets for releases. And they're making a lot. I'm assuming they're making some decent money for
you
the companies because not only are they selling them to people coming to the movie, but like AMC, like we don't have one in town, but I've still bought a couple of the buckets on their website and
just
had them
to
shipped
get
to
one.
Me. Yeah, just to get one because they're cool. So FYI, Marcus.
Okay.
I know you're listening, so let's get it going. Let's get some popcorn buckets going.
Greg is going to do
Greg
it.
Greg Martin, you're the guy that does all the video stuff beforehand. Before the show. Let's get him on the phone. Let's get Greg Marcus on the phone. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah,
Seems like a guy that would be willing to talk with us and negotiate some popcorn buckets.
Well, he's consistently sitting in a theater. Maybe you might sit down next to him at a movie and be like, hey, Greg, I got an idea for you.
Dude talks a lot, though.
Well,
that's a problem. I'd be like, bro. Exhibit. Okay.
Oh, but yeah, AMC kind of walking away from that one going, you know, maybe that was not such a great idea. But I think it was a great
idea. It was a great idea. They sold tens of thousands of them. They made money.
They did fine.
And
coming up in Nick's Nonsense in a few minutes, there was a group of people that spent some pretty good money on an eclipse experience last week. On Monday. And it wasn't what they expected.
God, I hope this is about the... I saw is that there was an airplane flying the eclipse.
Well, there were actually a couple of them.
And I'm hoping that this involves that.
We'll have to find out in a few minutes.
Okay. I don't know, so...
Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Thursday morning. Nick's Nonsense takes a look back at the eclipse on Monday. So there were, earlier this year, a couple of flights offered by Delta Airlines to fly along the path of the solar eclipse. So Delta initially planned to do one.
Yeah.
So popular, they sold it out. So they said, we'll do a second one.
Of course, why not?
So, excuse me, the flights left from Austin and Dallas. So they left from Texas and they flew to Detroit.
So they basically flew like the entire...
A good chunk of the route.
The totality.
Yeah.
The zone or path, if you will.
And that was the goal, was that the passengers would be able to see the solar eclipse, the total eclipse, for a while from above the clouds, from a Delta plane, a jet.
So, yeah. So you would absolutely... You wouldn't have to worry about weather. You would see it no matter what.
And you'd be closer to it all.
Well...
But that's a problem.
So
people paid a lot of money for this experience. But as people that were on these flights have shared since with news publications, they didn't see a full eclipse, a full total eclipse.
No, I'm sure they didn't. Why is that?
Well, because they're so... It's all a part of it. Like, if you put an object between you and, like, a TV, if you move your hand, for example, between you and the TV, right, you're going to see more or less of it. So the closer you get right to all of that,
right,
it's going to change the whole equation.
Right. So, like, when you're at a work meeting and, like, your boss is talking and you don't want to see their face and you put your thumb up to, like, cover their face.
Yeah.
You have to be at the, you either got to pull the thumb closer or farther away to, like, right there is the perfect to block out your face.
Exactly.
Just like the moon was doing to the sun.
Exactly. So that
not
you were closer.
Not to say that I block out my boss's face with my thumb. It's more my, never mind.
Wow. So yeah, they were closer to the sun and that was part of the problem. And also the other issue was the fact that they're, you know, they're flying at 500 miles an hour and, you know, there's a lot of factors at play here. So, like,
right, they had to be going faster than the eclipse was actually moving.
I would imagine. So, I don't
maybe
know
not,
that.
Maybe,
part,
yeah.
But so, anyway, there are passengers on the plane who said, you know, we didn't get to see a full eclipse. Nobody really expressed, like, outright remorse, but they were like, eh, it wasn't quite what we expected.
It wasn't what we expected.
Prices
could
for these.
Did they see the shadow on the ground, though? That might have been kind of cool.
So, nobody said anything about that, but you should have been able to, yeah.
Yeah, I would rather have seen that. I think that would have been actually the cooler experience to be in the air to see the shadow on Earth.
So that's something that I shared that on Monday, a satellite time lapse of the shadow moving across the country, which is really neat. And people like on the space station got to see that too. But yeah, they didn't say anything and hopefully they did look down, these people in the plane, but nobody said in the story I was reading from it about that. But yeah, people spent between $750 and over $1,000 and none of them got to see what they thought they were going to see.
Right. That's probably not much more than a regular ticket might have been. On
to go from Dallas to... Maybe not a lot more.
Maybe not a ton more, but maybe a little,
bit more. Well, anyway, so they did it. It was worth the effort, maybe. But I'm surprised nobody at any point was like, I don't know if this is going to work quite the way we think it is. We're going to be up 30,000 feet.
Where's Bill Nye the Science Guy? Or what's his name? To Neil deGrasse Tyson to warn everybody not to spend your money on this because...
Well... People seem to still enjoy the general experience because apparently they were very accommodating. You know, they made sure the plane was in a position where people could see on both sides of the plane.
Oh, so they moved. So, yeah.
They kind of moved the plane around so you could see, you know, from both sides. Sure. And so, yeah. So they made it as good of an experience as they could.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. We're going to see what's trending at the top in a matter of minutes. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Miss.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, currently it is 38 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. We're going to be looking for a high today around 57. There are some rain shower chances for the day today to be aware of. And those will wrap up tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, 52. For the weekend, a little bit more clouds than we were expecting earlier this week, but near 60 for Saturday. Sunday, sunny, breezy, low 60s, and then rain comes into the picture for the early part of next week. So more rain showers and temps in the 50s.
Sounds like a very spring-like forecast.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. A quick note on the weather front, by the way. So today, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Okay.
And today, in both Minnesota and Wisconsin, there's going to be two different tornado drills. One of them's
two sirens.
Yeah. One of them's going to be in the afternoon, 1:45. Another one in the evening, 6:45.
Right.
So you hear those. You can verify, hey, I'm hearing something in the event of an actual emergency, that whole deal. But also, it's a good time to think about your safety plan. If you're at work or school, what to do, where to go. And also at home, to have that conversation with your family. Where do we go? What do we do in the event of an actual storm? So.
So it's a good day to practice.
It is.
Get your practice on.
You can learn more. There's actually some tips from the weather service and other stuff on a story we have on the Mix Mobile blog at mixitoy.com all about it. So you can make your plans to be ready to go for that to happen.
Very nice.
Day.
Very nice. Busy morning the rest of the morning. We have, we'll see what's going on this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll have, it looks like we have a visit from a clown.
Yeah.
Coming up. I turned around and boom, there's a clown in the station right now.
Followed you in basically, didn't
he? He did, yes. It's a little creepy when you're, when you come off the elevator and the first thing you see is a clown. You know.
It's a good way to start a Thursday morning.
Yeah, a little flower squirted in my face, you know.
Oh, nice.
A little
Fell flower.
Well, we'll see what's going on with the clown.
Oh.
Nice hand. I thought it was going to be a hug. We're watching in the room next door, the clown.
Plus, hey, we got a great fun summertime concert that was just reported about. Kind of a kickoff to summer concert. So we'll talk about that. And lots more stuff coming up here in the next couple hours. Oh, chance to win $30,000.
I was going
to
say, we got
Don't forget about that.
There's a pile of stuff we got that. Plus, what's something that you like to splurge on? You know, is there like a food item or certain clothing? Let us know. Join the conversation on our Facebook page. We'll talk about that soon. Music on the way from Glass Animals. Miley Cyrus, now you're mixing it. Mix, what are we, morning brew on a Thursday morning? So what's something you like to splurge on pretty regularly? Getting some great answers on our Facebook page. You can join in that conversation. Give us a call or hit us up on our mobile app. I bring this up because there's a story that I found kind of entertaining that says that millennials and Gen Zers are their new splurge is groceries. That's the new thing that they're...
Like they're into cooking more? Is cooking a thing or just the groceries themselves?
So groceries in general. And so the way that that's positioned, you think, okay, so they're buying groceries. Good for them.
Yeah.
You know, good for... I am, of one of those generations. So good for us. But the story goes on to explain that they specifically mean it's not just groceries. It's specifically like... name brands and specific snacks and like kind of more expensive things. You're right. You know, you're going in on, like they mentioned in the story, certain types of like protein bars and things like that. High quality snacks, not just your run of the mill stuff. And so that's
getting everyday essentials is what you're saying.
Right. Okay. So that's apparently the trendy splurge, the thing that younger adult generations are spending their money on. And I thought that was kind of interesting. So,
and I think they're probably very brand loyal too to certain products and grocery items that they like. Does that make sense? Like,
sure.
They're very, you know, loyal to a certain protein bar, for instance, or, you know, whatever. Sparkling water brand, whatever.
Sure.
So I wonder if that's a thing too.
That probably makes. I think a lot of people, though, you know, across multiple generations, have some level of that. Like, there's a thing they trust or they enjoy or whatever. So that, of course, is the reason we asked the question on our Facebook page yesterday. What's something that you like to splurge on? Like to, you know, you're going to spend a little more on or you know, buy more frequently for whatever reason. And
in this day and age, you can't really splurge on anything. Well, are you kidding me?
That's when I first saw the story, when I thought it was groceries, just because they're expensive.
Yeah.
Because, to feed myself at home, and I don't necessarily go all out on things, it's not cheap.
No.
And it's not like it's a full grocery cart either.
You're just shopping for one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Like, you and your whole family.
Oof. Try to, you know, make everybody happy with the menu. I mean, in a family kids.
Just got to keep myself happy with that. So got a couple of great responses on our Facebook page. Going above and beyond the food aspect of things. So Terry said pedicures.
Okay. You
respect that. Justin, donuts. Solid. Lauren said coffee. I think that's a pretty common one. I know a lot of people of... kind of around my age that are like, you know what? I don't have a problem with my thing that I'm spending extra on is actually like buying coffee from somewhere.
Right.
It's expensive in a hurry if you're doing that every day.
Sure. $8 a pop.
It depends on, where you're going, what you're getting. If you're getting a grande or a venti or a...
Well, you got to be careful, though. You got to be careful.
This is true.
I mean, you can get a pint of beer for the same price as a coffee these days.
You're not wrong.
Pick your poison, I guess.
Definitely not wrong. Michael said food, so kind of the same line. The difference, though, is
Jesse's splurging on those $10 scratchers.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to splurge on those $10 scratchers.
I guess so.
You know, you never know what could happen.
This is true.
I love it specific to the $10 lotto scratchers.
Yeah, there's a specific one.
Do they even sell like $1 scratch off tickets anymore?
I'm pretty sure.
$5,
$10, I don't buy them very often. The last one I bought was maybe a couple years ago. Maybe
usually
a year
ago. I just buy them for gifts.
Yeah,
I do buy them.
They do, I think, ones and fives too.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can
still get them. It's not like slot machines where you can't even find like a You can't even find like a quarter machine anymore.
No.
Because everything's like. Yeah. Minimum like 80 cents. I think the clown is ready, so we should take a break.
Okay, we'll do that.
And then come back with the clown and ask the clown what the clown splurges on.
I love that.
we could get a scary answer.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Thursday morning.
It's hard to get a clown to stop talking.
Oh, man. I did not expect my day to be going like this so far. It's been great, but this is not what I expected.
So Woody the clown, right? He's a clown.
Yep.
But his day job is a funeral director.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about that.
That's an interesting.
It's the interesting. Yeah. He's like, I got to go plan a funeral now.
Yeah.
It's like, so you got to go what? Yeah. It's just this weird, like, you know, the yin and yang thing.
Yeah.
The clown thing. And then,
during the course of your day, you get all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Man. Well, that's crazy. But anyways, thanks to Woody for coming into the studio. We did a Facebook Live if you want to see what Woody looks like.
Yeah.
In us and our clown noses.
Yeah, I'm going to be making a point to wear this through the course
all
of the day.
All
today.
Day. Okay.
Yep.
I'll challenge you. See if you can. The clown nose challenge to see how long we can
like
keep it on.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, try to.
Sounds great.
Keep it on my face here. So we've been talking this morning about, we even got an answer from Woody about things you splurge on. And I was going over there knocking your nose on the microphone.
Yeah.
And so we've been getting some feedback in on our Facebook page, including Shelly saying massages.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice thing to splurge on.
Because
they're so great when you get them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've only had a few professional massages in my life, but my God, it's amazing.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Candace said covering my gray hair. Okay, shout out to Candace for just being like, I'm going to own this.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit it.
That's not cheap. That's not cheap either. So she certainly is splurging on it because it's not a cheap thing to get your hair dyed or get like frosted tips. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did it twice. Another one that I added from the station account saying good toilet paper. Like there's just something about that, you know.
Oh, that's a hot take, bro. Yeah,
you don't want to skimp on that.
Yeah, you do not want to steal the toilet paper from work, basically. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, they're always getting the cheap stuff. The work's always getting the cheap
stuff.
Actually, the stuff here is not bad.
Yeah, they do pretty well with what we got here. So,
because I think we're tapping into the hotel. I think we steal it from the hotel.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I think the boss goes, she knows where the toilet paper closet is here at the
Holiday. Well, now the cat's out of the bag, Tony.
Yeah, well, busted.
Darn it.
Busted. But yeah, that's a hot one. You do not want to get, like, cheap toilet paper because that's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
Certain
creature comforts are valuable. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thing you like to splurge on? Something you're just not willing to compromise on. You know, you spend a little more.
It's a hard one for me. I can't really think of anything. I'm sure there is. I'm sure other people could think of things for me. It's one of those types of deals.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hit us up on our Facebook page. We got a conversation there. Our Mix mobile app. You can tap on the open mic feature or send us a chat message. Give us a call as well, 7402-MIX. And we'll continue the conversation here this morning. It is a Thursday morning. Sun's out. Good morning.
Sun's out.
Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Thursday morning. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart with you. And Tony, there is a, we'll call him an elder statesman in the world of hip hop.
Wow, an elder statesman. At this point, I don't even think he's that. I think he's become more of a cultural icon.
Okay.
Right?
He
used to be a hip hop icon, but he's gone above and beyond that now.
Yeah,
that's
a good point.
He's created like this whole brand now. He's just a cultural icon. And of course, we're talking about the dog father himself, Snoop Dogg. And there is a concert coming up with Snoop Dogg at Grand Casino Hinckley.
Okay.
So that's kickoff to Summer Little Jam on May 31st.
Nice.
Coming up quick. Usually, you know, concerts are announced like 6 months in advance or something like that. But May 31st, Snoop Dogg kicks off summer at Grand Casino Hinckley. Tickets for that show go on sale to, I think they have like a rewards, you know, like a rewards club or something.
Club,
whatever they have there. Those tickets go on sale for those members today. And then tomorrow at 10 a.m., you can go to the Grand Casino website to get your tickets to go check out Snoop Dogg. Now, ticket prices aren't exactly cheap for this show.
Okay.
Start at $85, then jump to $135, $150, and $200.
Wow.
And that's not including any fees or anything.
That's not going to be a cheap show.
No,
I have a feeling it'll do okay, though. There's a lot of people that would love to see Snoop do a show.
And I don't think this is like in their amphitheater. I believe this is probably in their inside.
Okay.
Bro, it's hard to talk with you right now with that nose on.
I put my nose back on, my clown nose, because our boss is walking down the hallway. And so I made sure I was like really above the monitor so she could see me. And she kind of glanced as she was walking through the door. She's in her office now.
I'm trying to talk to you. Look at you.
Grand Casino Hinkley is kind of a hot spot for throwback hip hop. I don't know if you know this, but they got Flo Rida.
Okay.
On July 26th, they have Ice Cube.
Okay.
Performing on August 31st.
Dang.
And then Ice-T and Coco.
What?
Are making an appearance. They're not. Now, Ice-T isn't performing. No, he's not performing.
Okay.
He's just doing a meet and greet with VIPs or something. I don't know. So him. Ice-T and Coco, his wife, Coco. Oh,
so you could, okay.
Because she's got a reality show, Life with Coco or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're going to be there doing an appearance.
Okay.
In a couple weekends, April 20th.
So some pretty big names coming to the casino there.
Yeah.
So if you've never seen Snoop Dogg before, I mean, he puts on a fun show. I mean,
I've not seen Snoop in concert.
You know, it's a short casino show, right? I mean, usually these shows aren't their full-on... You know, big concerts that they do.
But still.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
It'll be fun. It's Snoop.
I put my nose back on because Jessica from Dude Duluth just walked in the door. So.
Yeah, she's going to have to talk to us with clown noses on today. Yeah,
we're just embracing the clown noses. Sorry, I've been really distracting you during the course of this Snoop conversation.
No,
so
we're done with it. Yeah, okay. Snoop Live, Grand Casino Hinkley.
Nice.
More details on the Mix 108 app or at Mix108.com.
We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes. And as mentioned, we'll talk to Jessica from Dude Duluth in a bit here. Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Currently downtown Duluth, we've got 42 degrees. We're looking for a high today, around 60. There are some rain shower chances to expect today. Though we're going to see some clearing for the weekend. Generally dry Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Temperatures a little cooler tomorrow, around 50. But Saturday and Sunday, near or into the 60s. So
very spring-like forecast.
Yeah. And speaking of which, real quick, mentioned this last hour too. So today there's going to be a couple of tests of the severe weather alert system, if you will. One at 1:45 and one at 6:45. So just know that the sirens will go off. You have your phone go off if you have that on your phone. You know, radios and TVs will have the EAS system go. And of course, the thing you should do with that is use it as an opportunity to know what to do in the event of an actual storm. You know, so have that conversation with your coworkers at school, with your kids at home, you know, and just kind of know your plan in the event of an actual storm as we get into storm season.
Good points.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yes.
We've created a meeting place for our family.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Like where to meet just in case.
It's a good idea.
We get separated.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's good.
Smart.
Savvy. Storm savvy.
Yeah.
I'm coming up here in just a couple minutes. We'll take a look at your weekend bucket list. Lots of different things to do over the weekend. And that's coming up with Jessica from Dude Duluth in just a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
In the meantime, Tony, we got a code we need to share.
Let's do it.
Give somebody the chance to win some money. I just need to make sure I hold on. Multitasking here. The code for you this morning, you need to enter for a chance to win some money. Go to our mobile app or a website and enter the code 377. The code that could win you up to $30,000 and our 30 grand in your hand giveaway.
Good luck.
You're in Mixin' Away. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. We have our friends from Duluth visiting once again. Good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Good. We're excited to have you back in. Lots of great stuff going on this weekend.
Sure is. At the Cast Iron, there's going to be like a date night, but for me, it's going to be a gal's night.
Okay.
Gal's night out.
Gal's night out.
That works too.
Love karaoke, so I'm going there, and it's going to be a beach theme with themed drinks and games. It's this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Cast.
What's your go-to karaoke song, Holly?
Killing Me Softly by Lauryn Hill's Boom. Like, I've got right off the gate. Okay. That's it. That's the money right there.
I feel like if it's a beach theme, you got to do, like, a beach-themed song, though, don't you? No?
I mean, maybe not. I'm going to have to, like, flip through Kokomo? The book and figure it out. Oh, I definitely could rock a Kokomo, for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your go-to, Jessica?
Man, I don't know. I like a little Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry, baby.
Wow. Old school. Love that. It,
for sure. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that doesn't come out, you know, unless I've had a few drinks.
Right. Well,
always gets so much better, too, after you have a ton.
That's how that's how that whole system works. That's how the karaoke game is played.
You do not do karaoke sober.
No.
No.
I probably,
you shouldn't anyways.
No, it turns into your own rock concert, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we've got that coming up. A good date night idea for you.
And then for your family, I know our lovely clown has been here earlier today, but we'd like to ask you to come out and see the circus.
Yes.
If you have been following any social media at all, you will see that the residents of Proctor have been posting camels in their neighborhoods and wondering what in the world is going on. So if you are seeing these exotic animals outside of Proctor in the fairgrounds, they're here for the circus this weekend.
Okay.
If you get...
They're not doing camel racing at the fairgrounds.
No, absolutely
not. Even though that
would
be quite entertaining.
It would be interesting.
I might be into that, yeah.
That would be phenomenal. Yes, yeah, so you can see them if you actually drive by. You can see these animals outside in our climate, which is kind of funny.
Thankfully, it's not snowing right now or something like that.
I hear they spit, so you don't want to get too close.
Oh. Right, camels do spit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be gross.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Absolutely. Yeah, nowhere near those animals.
Camels spit on you. No, thank you.
I know. I've committed to take my daughters. So we're going to go on the Sunday show. And if you go 90 minutes early, there's rides, face painting, and a bunch of like fun inflatables. So doors open at 1 on Saturday and Sunday. And then there's an afternoon show on Saturday. But make sure you get there early to take advantage of all of the fun.
The other stuff. Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, and then we've got, there was one other thing we were going to talk about. What am I forgetting?
Absolutely. Our free event is hosted by Hartley Nature Center this week that we would like to promote. Arrowhead Native Plant Explorers are offering a free workshop where you can learn techniques in identifying plants on their features and characteristics. So I know nowadays it's becoming really popular to, like, harvest different flowers and plants and print them into books and stationery and journaling. So this is a great way to get in. It's skill level beginner. And it's April 13th, Saturday from 1 to 3.
Nice. Okay. So a little learning opportunity there. So one other thing completely unrelated to the event side of things while we have you both here is... Sorry, got a scene going on outside. Earlier this morning we were asking, what's something that you splurge on? We even asked Woody the Clown when Woody was here. What's something that you're willing to spend a little money on that, you know, maybe is beyond your normal budget, your normal stuff? Or that you want to spend more, like you're not willing to skimp on?
Anything in my Amazon cart?
Okay.
Does that count?
That works. I can respect that.
You know, I will splurge on a good vacation. Like, if I'm on vacation, it's once that you can't take the money with you. Just,
that's good.
You know what?
Okay.
Blow it. Like, go bigger, go home. I mean, I'm still paying off California. It's fine, but whatever.
But you had a good time,
so
right?
It was so fun. Memorable.
See?
My daughter still talks about it, and it was 2 years ago.
There you go. More about making memories than, you know, buying stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just got to keep working, you know, paying it down, like you said. But you had a good time, and that's something you'll have for a lifetime.
I did.
Excellent.
Holly, Jessica, thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thank you both.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy your dum-dums left. Woody the Clown left
Woody left a whole pile of them. So we have.
I can't. They may have been in Woody's pocket for several years. We don't know.
Well, you know, that's why they taste a little different.
Yeah,
it's quite the mystery flavor.
Yeah, you guys enjoy that.
Have a good weekend.
Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Mix Early Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. It's a Thursday morning edition. Grande edition today, tall edition. What are we today, Tony?
Kind of a, well, I don't know. The clown kind of upped the game a little bit.
So we're up to grande level?
if that's the next one above it all, then sure.
Yeah, Grande. Yeah.
Okay.
We have Ben from Mainstream Grande. Fashions for Men joining us this morning as well. Hi.
Not as entertaining as a clown. I can't make you, you know, a rose out of a balloon, but
you
boy,
can't have one, so we can pretend that you made it.
Like, I don't even deserve to
you
sit here.
You don't come with dum-dums. You don't come with clown balloon animals.
I come with an attitude, and that's about it.
I mean, look, he comes with dum-dums, a balloon animal. Yeah. He gives us noses.
I'm just a dum-dum is all I am.
What did you bring us today?
I brought you some fashion advice.
Okay.
You probably don't even need.
Well, I do.
Tony does dress pretty fly.
I just noticed. Look at this. I have a hole in my sweater here.
You know what?
I just noticed that.
I think that recycled vintage look is really hot right now.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Thank you for saving me on that one. I could probably come over and see you, though, and get a nicer sweater than
you,
this.
You probably could. But, we're starting to gear towards more like
summer
light.
And spring.
Exactly. Yeah. Not that we don't have that stuff
maybe
year-round.
A nice polo shirt.
Do you have a nice one with a nice stiff collar on it?
Extra starch.
Yes, I need one with an extra stiff collar.
I could probably have that arranged.
Do you sell ascots over there too?
I got a guy.
Do you sell ascots?
No. You know what? That's funny because like there are actually people who think that they're coming back. And
you
like,
should, yeah.
I might buy some just to have in the store.
Sure. If you do, you let me know because
Tony
wants an ascot.
I will come over and buy one.
Totally. Yes. God bless you. God bless
I will
you.
Buy one with whatever you assemble with it.
Tony Hart, a man among men.
I will proudly wear it.
We need to because we did this a couple years ago. We did a couple boat outings.
Yeah.
We need to get you all like yachted out. Yeah.
We should do that.
Oh, we totally should do like a morning brew yacht party this summer.
Yes,
that please.
Would be great.
That would be incredible.
We just need the yacht.
You sponsor our clothing.
Perfect.
Yeah. For the party. So you got to like yacht us out, basically.
Yeah. We need a listener with a yacht. So
anybody
want to get in on the bit, you know?
Yeah. Anybody have a yacht?
We're not paying enough any cash for gas, but.
Yeah, yacht. I'll work on that.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
Yep.
Okay. I think larger I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Perfect. Good. Right.
Excellent.
Down.
Good.
Yep.
So a little different subject. I mentioned this to you earlier so you could do a little thinking.
Yeah.
I didn't want to surprise you. So we've been talking through the course of the morning about stuff you like to splurge on, things that you're willing to spend a little extra money on or stuff that, you know, isn't necessary, but you like to have.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of great examples through the course of the morning. So any thoughts?
I did have a thought, and it was like one of the first things that came to mind because it's actually true.
Okay.
My wife is someone that I splurge on.
She
I know. Like, she'll tell you that, like, I don't really buy a lot of stuff for myself.
Sure.
Like, I'm just pretty, and I own a clothing store. So, like, I mean, you know, a lot of times, like, what do guys get? Well, you get new clothes because you don't buy them for yourself. Well, I get a whole bunch of stuff all the time.
Right.
And so, like, I don't really splurge on anything anymore because, I don't know, I have a wife and a kid, and that's who I buy fancy stuff for.
Aww.
So like, yeah, no, it's the
what's
only
the,
answer.
What's the last fancy thing you bought her?
The last fancy thing. Well, it's probably jewelry.
That's nice. Yeah.
I was at a wedding thing yesterday. We're all talking about like our favorite small businesses and giving shouts out and whatever. And I was like, I probably spend too much money at the Jeweler's Bench downtown here because that's one of Rachel's favorite jewelry stores. And like, you know what she likes, and we just figure it out. So there you go.
Oh, that's
nice.
Cute. Yeah. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. So that's my cutesy but true answer of the morning.
Oh, I'm not questioning
exactly
it by any stretch.
Exactly. Rachel will tell you.
So what's going on at the shop? We're starting to get into, I would imagine, wedding season now.
Gosh, yes. Yep. That was the thing I was at. We were at a wedding convention for like wedding professionals yesterday, just talking about trends and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so like wedding is in full swing right now. We got lots of spring weddings that we're doing and that we're booking up pretty quickly for fall as well. So we've been telling guys, hey, if you are going to be doing a September or October wedding, we still have some dates available, but we are capping our weddings at 8 per weekend in September and October because we still want to be able to provide you with good customer service.
Yeah. Right.
We're not just going to keep booking and keep booking and keep booking, and then you're just a number when you walk through the door. We want to actually be able to be there for you and make sure everything's perfect. So if you've been putting off coming down and booking your September, October wedding, we tell you to come down sooner than later because I guarantee you they're going to be filled within the next month. So come on down sooner than later. We'd love to see you. Or if you got a summer wedding that you are, you know, still thinking about your options, come on down. Happy to show you some things. Or maybe you're just attending and you need to spruce things up.
Yep.
We have so much cool merchandise from business casual to a little bit more professional. Shoes, shirts, ties, suits, sport coats, whatever you need, we got you covered.
I was just going to mention that. It's not just wedding stuff. Of course,
course, is a big part of your business. But if you just want to look good.
Absolutely.
Ben's got you taken care of.
Yep. You betcha. We're about half and half right now, casual to dressy. It used to be we're about 80% dressy in the store and about 20% casual. Now it's probably half and half. So no matter what your kind of outlook is, we've got you covered.
Excellent.
I'm going to go splurge over at your place.
Might as well.
Yeah.
We'll be there 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
That shipment of ascots.
Yeah, I was going to say, only if you get ascots. Yeah,
I'll shoot you a text when the ascots arrive. And,
only if you get an ascot.
We'll get some Grey Poupon and put our pinkies in the air.
Yes, man, yes, I love that idea. That sounds wonderful. Yes.
Oh. All right, Ben, you have a good one. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much.
You bet.
Get some music in for you soon. Beyonce, Miguel, and also another code, our 30 grand in your hand giveaway coming up just after 9 o'clock here in Mixinoy. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Good to see you this morning. Sorry.
So why are you speaking in Arnold voice, Tony?
Listen to me. Get to the chopper.
No, so University of Wisconsin Superior asked for Arnold Schwarzenegger's help the other day. They were doing their day of giving. Oh, so it's a big fundraiser event through the
having
year.
A problem with machines chopper? From the future?
No. They didn't. The AI isn't losing their mind over at UWS.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay.
But anyways, the UW Superior Foundation, the athletic department has their Superior Day of Giving. It's like their biggest fundraiser of the year. They set a goal of raising like 75 grand this year. And they asked Arnold Schwarzenegger for a little shout out, maybe a little boost, if you will. Trying to leverage his celebrity to get a little publicity for their fundraiser.
And there's a reason they would reach out to him.
Right, you may wonder why they would even reach out to Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's because Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually an alumni of UW Superior.
Right.
So back in the 70s, Arnold was a celebrity at the time. He was still, yeah. I mean, he's not as big, you know, he wasn't a governor at that point. He wasn't a big movie star at that point, but he was a world famous bodybuilder.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Mr. Olympia, like,
yeah,
6 years in a row or some crazy thing like that. So he was pretty famous. So anyways, they worked out a deal where Arnold was a cooperating facility member or faculty member, actually, and which allowed him to participate in their extended degree program. So he did a lot of the homework, like in California.
Sure.
But he would come to Superior occasionally and have to do exams and meet with professors or whatever. But yeah, so he graduated officially with a business degree or something from an undergraduate degree in business administration. That's what it is at UW Superior in 1979. So they got pictures of him in his garb and every, you know, his graduation outfit and whatever.
That's pretty cool.
But there is a really, I write about it on the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com, but it's really cool if there's a link in there to a story the LA Times did, a really lengthy story about Arnold and the UW Superior and how that worked out. And there's a great story in there about how Arnold came to visit the school.
Okay.
Or professors or whatever. And they had to lock the gym down because he was swimming. So he was, you know, in his swim trunk, shirtless, swimming in the pool there at UWS. And apparently it caused such a mob of people wanting to see Arnold, apparently with his shirt off, swimming in the pool, that they had to lock everything down. Jeez. Or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But
leave Arnold alone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that.
Huh.
Arnold.
I didn't know all the details. Like, I knew he had ties to UWS. I knew he went to school there, but I didn't realize that was the story. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. So, but if you get some time, read the LA Times article. It's really interesting and kind of it's a fun read, you know.
Okay.
Get some insight into, you know, Arnold and his time at UW Superior. Yeah. Whole different school back then. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like Arnold did anything with the ask. So, it looks like they pretty much reached their fundraising goal without him anyway. So,
well, that's good. They did okay.
Yeah, I think they did fine. And so check it out, Mix 108 app or Mix108.com.
We'll get you a chance to win some money of your own with our 30 grand in your hand giveaway coming up here. Next code in just a couple of minutes as we kick off your workday, 108 minutes commercial free, fueled by Quick Trip here in Mix 108. Good morning.